We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, we are going inside the bathtub time machine. But prior to that, we're going to give you a chance to win $1,000 right now. Because this is the start of the hour, and this hour's code word gives you a chance to win $1,000 is milk. Maybe it's a milk bathtub time machine. Maybe we got milk in there instead of water. Hey, text milk to 72881 right now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. More chances to win $1,000 today on our show at noon. And then for the next couple of weeks, listen to our show every day at 11 a.m. and noon. And it'll be your chance to win $1,000. Usually with the bathtub time machine, you know how we do it. Sometimes it'll be about the team the Eagles are about to play, or you know, some kind of matchup or something. But this week, thought, you know, let's look at some times where things felt bleak, where it looked like, you know, that team's struggling and, you know, could go the wrong way, and they were able to rally for the cause, rally with a win, and kind of move in a direction of a you know, maybe not Super Bowl season, but a pretty solid season.
So only positives today.
Only positives today. So James got to change them. That's right, Seltzer. That's a good audible by you. That was a wide receiver on the line that knew to change the music. And it's all good today. Because in 1991, the Eagles, they were struggling at 3-5. Randall, he was out for the year. McMahon was like in and out, in and out. We had already seen the Pat Ryan game, the Brad Gable game. And against, you know what team, John Ritchie? Against the New York Giants on a Monday night, the Philadelphia Eagles rallied. And they turned their season around.
You mean like they're going to do tonight?
Like we hope they do tonight. Keith Jackson with a 73-yard touchdown from Jim McMahon. I believe he ran away from Lawrence Taylor on that play. I think LT was in coverage. And Keith Jackson, big TD. They won that game 30-7. Up ahead, of course, in the next few weeks, the McMahon game in Cleveland when he popped up on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The House of Pain game and a number one defense across the board against the run, against the pass. And they really got it going with that game against the Giants on Monday Night Football, 30-7 win on their way to a 10-6 season. Then here's another one. This was one where they were really shaky. 1995, early in the season at 1-3. 1-3. That week four, they're up 17-0 in Oakland. The Raiders put 48 straight on the board. The Birds lose 48-17. Ray Rhodes and John Gruden are looking at each other. What do we do? They said, I'll tell you what we do. We make an adjustment to the lineup. Randall out. Rodney Pete in. Will we see a Jalen Mills switch tonight? Will we see any other switches tonight? Well, they made a change, and they said, we're going to lean on our two best players on the whole team, Ricky Waters and Charlie Gardner. We're going to run and run and run and run, and they did. They won week five at New Orleans, 15-10. Up ahead was the 4th-and-1 game against Dallas, the playoff blowout at Detroit. And a 10-6 season, including a playoff win, they rallied that year to some success. All right, then there's we're going to go out of chronological order here because we're going to go to 2013. You remember this one well. Chip Kelly, right?
Of course.
The big season starter versus Washington, but then struggles as they were 1-3. 1-3 that year. And in week four, they got blown out by Denver. Remember, 52-20, they got blown out. And we're all like, oh, no. Oh, no. But week five, where? Where, John Ritchie? In the Meadowlands, they rallied versus the Giants with a big win up there, 36-21. And while they still found their way to some weird, shaky spots later in the year, they kind of got it going from 1-3 up to 10-6 and a playoff berth when Brandon Boykin intercepted. Who was that?
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton. Good job, James. And a season where they rallied. And then, again, chronologically out of order, because we go back to one of the ultimate rallies. A game John Ritchie was in. 2003, Philadelphia Eagles. John's referenced this game many times this week. 2-3 out of the gate, as they are now. Playing at New York, as they will tonight. Week 7, better rally it. Game 6, week 7, and they're down 10-7 to the Giants. The offense not moving the ball all day long.
Not true.
Not much.
When we ran the ball with weak side ISOs, we were moving the ball. I was very frustrated.
I know you were.
We weren't running the ball more. because when we did, I was punishing Dahani Jones.
Well, let's put it this way. 58 and a half minutes into the game, the offense had 7 points. I think that qualifies as not moving it much. But Brian Westbrook, in his second year, was back to receive a punt, and this is how it sounded.
And the punt is Peoples. And the return is Westbrook. Westbrook dangerous every time he has his hands on the football. The snap to Fiegels. He gets it away. It's a wobble. Bounces across the 20. Westbrook takes it. Looks for running room. Up to the 25. The 30. To the 35. 40. 45 midfield. 45. 30. 35. 40. Brian Westbrook. He's going. Touchdown. Brian Westbrook. 84 yards. No penalty flags. I don't believe it. Brian Westbrook has just exploded. And with 1:16 remaining, this place is in a state of shock.
Oh, I love it. We're turning that frown, ladies and gentlemen, upside down today. 2-3 to a 9-game winning streak that year. That, John, is how you take a bleak season and make good things of it. Inside the bathtub milk. Bathtub.
Oh.
Time machine. Right here.
You take milk baths?
All right. Bathtub time machine week 6. Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.